With the Farm and Ranch Report, I'm Rick Worthington. Lost apple varieties are sprouting anew and in the spotlight thanks to a conference that was held recently. The University of Idaho hosted the second Heritage Orchard Conference, albeit at a distance virtually. David Benscooter with the Lost Apple Project says he can identify where the pioneers were likely to plant an orchard in the hilly terrain of northern Idaho and eastern Washington.
Some kind of a ravine or something like that. They'd stick their fruit orchards right in the bottom of that area. And those ravines would act as natural gutters, and so they'd get more water than if they were to be planted on top of a hill.
The U.S. Apple Association says only 15 varieties make up 90% of apple production. Ben Scooter calls many of the varieties he's rediscovered ugly little apples that taste great but don't have much commercial value. Still, he says these forgotten fruits teach growers today quite a bit.
A couple of the apples that we have found have been reported to have some excellent resistance to some apple diseases.
The Heritage Orchard Conference is holding webinars once a month all the way through next April. And you're welcome to look up the Lost Apple Project for more information on some of the varieties of apples they've recently discovered. Thanks for listening to the Farm and Ranch Report. Get more information at aginfo.net. I'm Rick Worthington.